Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by and welcome to Cyrela Brazil Realty Empreendimentos conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2022 results. Today with us we have Raphael Horn, Chief Executive Officer, and Miguel Maya Mickelberg, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given.
We also inform that this conference will be conducted in Portuguese by the management of the company, and the conference call in English will be made by simultaneous translation. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet via webcast. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that statements that may be made during this call regarding business prospects of the company, projections and financial operating goals are based on assumptions and beliefs of Cyrela's management, as well as on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantee of performance and they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. They refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances which may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of the company and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I would like to turn the floor over to Raphael Horn, who will start the presentation. Mr. Horn, you may continue. Good morning, everyone. In a challenging scenario, both in a global and local context that we had in the second half of 2021 continues a trend. Despite that, we continued with a good solid result during 2022. Despite the seasonality of the beginning of the year, the launched PSV was 146% higher than the first quarter of 21, exceeding 1 million, with Project Wave in Rio de Janeiro with 82% of units sold. The pre-sales of 1.3 million, 27% up from the first Q21. As a result of operating revenue, we had a net revenues of 1.2 million and gross margin. And ending at net income. We have a gross balance sheet. Despite the complex scenario, we'll have a solid cash generation. Let's talk about operating results now. Thank you, Rafa. Good morning, everyone. On slide five, we would like to comment on the launches of Cyrela. The first quarter of the year, we have launched six new products with a PSV of 1 billion reais, 146 above the same quarter of previous year, 59% lower than the fourth quarter of 21. The participation of the company in the volume launched was 59%, or 85%. On slide six, we highlight the launch of Wave by Uno Rio de Janeiro with 82% of units sold in the quarter. On slide seven, let's speak about the sales performance. In the quarter, sales reached 1 billion with a reduction of 17% when compared to the fourth quarter of 21, an increase of 27% against the same quarter of last year. Including swaps, sales reached 1 billion reais and the percentage of Cyrela. The state of São Paulo accounted for 59% of our sales. On slide nine, we talk about the total inventory of Cyrela. At the end of the quarter, the value market inventory reached 7,215 million reais, a reduction of 3% with regard to the previous quarter, driven by the sales in the period. The movement of our inventory can be seen on the chart on the left. On slide 13, we talk about financial results. Net revenue of the company reached 1.2 billion reais in the quarter, 7% lower than 4Q21 and 23% higher than the same quarter of the previous year. The gross margin in the first quarter was 31.1%, compared to 33.4% in the previous period and 34.5% in the same quarter of 21. We had a net income of 162 million reais compared to 192 million in the first Q 21 and 218 million in the 4Q 21. Slide 14 talks about our profitability. In the quarter, our return on average equity in the net income of the last 12 months over equity was 14.7%. On slide 15, we'll talk about the debt. The gross debt at the end of the quarter added to 3,576 million reais. With a cash position of 3.2 billion reais, our net debt was net indebtedness was 334 million reais. Total gross debt 81% is long term. Our net debt over equity is 4.8%, 0.7 percentage points above previous quarter. On the next slide, we'll talk about cash generation. In the first quarter of 22, we had a cash burn of 53 million reais compared to the cash generation of 100 million reais in the fourth Q 21 and generation of 17 million in cash in the first quarter of 21. Now, half an hour, we'll move on to the Q&A session. Thank you. Thank you. We'll now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 9. If your question is accepted, after being announced, you'll hear a notice to type star 6 to open your microphone. Please do it once only. Question in English will be only received in writing. The first question comes from Elvis Credential from BTG Pactual. Mr. Elvis, you may continue.
Hello, can you hear me?
Good afternoon. Yes, we hear you. Good afternoon, everyone. First question is about sales. I know that it's been a very good quarter on sales with many launches. I would like to know how our sales in the first half of the second quarter, if it's in line with the company's expectations. And the second question is more related to construction costs, because we've heard about the new increase in steel prices. Last week, we heard some news about that, a high increase. So I would like to know what is your prospect for regarding that topic and the company was thinking about reviewing something that was not conforming. That's the question. Thank you. Hello, Elvis. This is Rafael speaking. Well, I believe that in sales, so far, so good. What we are launching and selling within expectations. About construction costs, Miguel will speak about it. Wave was a very important launch for us in Rio de Janeiro. As we said, the result of the gross margin was low because it's a high swap, but ROE is excellent and sales really surprised us. You know, they were very good. We're very happy with the outcome. As for construction costs, Elvis, good morning. As you said, the pressures are high. We had a 12.5% adjustment to wages, in addition to some increase in inputs that are important in our ABC curve. And we had an impact of 21 million reais in our results due to review budget reviews. It's hard to say how it's going to be for the future. It depends on how much, because the actual variation of prices sometimes is higher in the import than the INCC or the inflation rate, and sometimes not. So we understand that the main budget reviews have already happened in our understanding. Okay, thank you very much. The next question comes from Fanny Orin from Santander. Yes, hello, we hear you. Oh, great. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Rafael, Miguel. My question is about Rio de Janeiro. I think this launch you made in Rio really caught our attention because it's a high quality launch, but Rio de Janeiro, there have been so little launches. And so how do you see the pipeline of launches for Rio de Janeiro? And would it make sense to increase your position in Rio? Considering the company, number of companies that are already maturing the investment they made in the past. So what could you do to improve that area? Fanny, this is Miguel speaking. Yes, in fact, Wave was very successful, but it's important to highlight that's not something we can copy because there's zero competition. It's, you know, looking at the it's at the ocean line, so it's very hard to find land in the south area of town. But we do not have so many plots of land in our pipeline. Actually, at Baja neighborhood, we didn't do much. We did, as starting in 2020, we launched projects, but they did very well. It's a difficult market because it's limited in size, but we've been successful. So towards the future, we'll try to replicate that strategy as much as possible. Okay, thank you. Wonderful, Miguel. Thank you for your answer. The next question comes from Aline Caldeira from Bank of America. Hello, everybody. Do you hear me? Yes, if you could speak a bit louder, though, it would be good. Good morning. Thank you for your question. How do you see the competition? If you could share your strategy about that. Hello, Aline. How are you? In cash, it's according to schedule. It's a small company. It's a day after day. It's interesting. In the competitive dynamics, it's as usual. Every market, there is competition in every market, and it's up to us to do something new. But that's it. It's just an everyday usual business. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. The next question comes from Pedro Hajner from Credit Suisse. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Yes, we can. Thank you for the question, the presentation. I have two questions. First, I would like to understand more about margin conditions for the rest of the year. You mentioned that maybe this dynamic would be different, but there was an impact on this quarter by you. But without considering this project that we by you, at what levels would be margins? And if this dynamic will continue towards the end of the year. Second question, I'd like to understand more about the cash burn. Could you give us some more color of what were the main reasons for it? Pedro, thank you for the questions. First, regarding Wave by You, the margin of the quarter would have been 1.2 percentage points higher than the gross margin reported, not adjusted. So 32.3%, if I'm not mistaken. And the partner was 1 or 2 percentage points on margin. It's worth highlighting to make it clear for everybody, the effect that the swap creates. This project has a 24.9% margin, which is lower because of the swap, which was higher. So if we maintain the current prices, the margin would be 29%, but it has spectacular managerial result for us. We do not take into account the swap revenues as being our swaps, but this margin has a margin of 24%, which is much higher than our minimum of 16.5%. It's 48%, which is very high, and it's already cash positive in the month of launch. So we had very little capital exposure, and the return would be very high. So this is a very successful project. We're very pleased with it, but on accounting terms, it does have a bit lower gross margin. The gross margin in the quarter was impacted by the construction costs as well, a little bit more than one percentage point, and by Wave. Comparing to last year there was a positive effect of INCC, which pulled margins up. This year, we may have something like that. On the other hand, launches of the year had a gross margin of 34%. In the next quarters go up, if margins go up, the margin of this launch, of this quarter because of launch was lower because of Wave, then higher margins would be reported. It would depend a lot on the price dynamics, on our capacity to recompose margins on the next launches. But we believe that the gross margin of the year will be a bit higher than this one for the first quarter, although lower than that of 21. Thank you, Miguel. As for cash generation, oh yes, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. The cash burn was 50 million in this quarter compared to 100 million reais of cash generation in the fourth quarter. The two main variations are, first, more disbursements of land, 200 million reais of disbursed with land compared to 100 million in the fourth Q21. And also this fourth quarter, we had a lot of dividends from Lavi, significant Curi, and CCP, a fin of which we have a small stake. Since dividends received were considerable amount, that generated an impact. That's what explains these two factors explain the difference from the fourth quarter to this quarter. But we believe that this year there will be a cash burn. So this figure, the first quarter, is completely within our expectations. Perfect, very clear. Thank you very much, Miguel, and good afternoon, everyone. The next question comes from André Mazzini from Citibank. André, you may continue. Okay, my question is about the speed could we expect this figure for the rest of the year, June, or let's say variable compensation, or the compensation of people could impact that? Thank you. Andre, good morning. Well, there is some 60% in May, 20% June, 20% July, and there is a ceiling of compensation for salaries. If I think it's 6,000, after that it's a fixed amount. That decreases, but on the construction side, it's a small impact, which is most of our labor. So the impact is significant on the compensation, on the budget of the construction. Our next question comes from Marcelo Mota from JP Morgan. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mota. Two questions. You had mentioned on the SG&A of CashMe. Do you plan to keep it at the same level for each quarter of the year? When we think about the increase in prices of the units, looking at the grid of inventory variation compared to the total inventory, the adjustments of price increase seems very marginal considering the inflation rates we have. So I would like to understand. Maybe this quarter was a bit lower than expected. What was the reason for that? Thank you. Thank you for the questions, Martha. As for CashMe, the G&A is mostly or almost all of it recurring. We, in fact, made the operation more robust. We had 340 employees now, and we needed a stronger structure to face the growth that we imagined for the company. That's why SG&A is within our expectations. Also, we have been able to grow the portfolio considerably. As for pricing, we have been able to transfer prices in most of our projects. We adjust our price table by INCC every month. Sometimes we make some specific adjustments to projects, but this line can also be adjusted by advances. It's nominal, so if the customer anticipates payment somehow, it may seem like a change in prices, but it's just a change in the payments, flow of payments. But when we see that the speed of the sales of the supply is suffering a bit with prices, we make some adjustments to keep it in a healthy level. Okay, thank you. Next question comes from Bruno Mendonça from Bradesco. Thank you for the question. Follow up on the margin. If you could give us some more detail, because we saw the margin impacted by a project. What the half margin of the quarter, where is it offset to make it so stable? Looking forward, you know. Thank you, Bruno, for your question. The REF margin in this quarter has dropped a bit when compared to the fourth quarter. The main reason was WAVE. WAVE reduced this margin by 30 basis points, Other than that, it would have been 36.8% without wave. The REF margin has a positive impact suffered by inflation because when inflation, we have more trade receivables than incurred costs, construction costs to be incurred. And the REF margin does not translate the margin that will be posted in the balance sheet because there are also some accounts such as interest that are not taken into account in the REF margin. But we've had it stable, partially because except for wave, launches have had a healthy margin at launch time, and inflation also contributes to that. Okay, congratulations, thank you. This concludes the Q&A session. I would now like to turn the floor over to Miguel Maia Mikovec for his final comments. We thank you all. We know that the scenario has been challenging, but we've done our best to navigate through it, and we've been able to provide a good performance, and we'll do work even harder from now on. Thank you very much and have a good afternoon. Thank you. Cyrela's conference call for the first quarter of 2022 has now ended. Have a good afternoon.